Hello. I can't hear you.
I'm here.
Hello?
Hello.
Hang on. Hello, and welcome to the DD&D podcast, DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com, where we talk about everything, including Dungeons & Dragons.
Sounds like the gloomy Demented Dungeons & Dragons today.
Our subject for today is PTSD.
That's post-traumatic stress
disorder, trauma. So
I can barely hear your music in the background.
That's fine.
All right.
Hang on. Can you hear it now?
It sounds like it's all tinned out.
It's all right.
We need a better studio music.
Hear that. All right, I'm going.
So, are we expecting any of our other hosts or a guest? Or
I don't know that we're going to have a guest. Do we have a guest?
I don't know.
It said that you were the only other caller.
All right. Well, I was curious if the other David was going to call in.
Eventually, maybe.
All right.
I don't even know where to start, really. So what does that book that you've been listening to, Heal Yourself, does it say anything about trauma, post-traumatic stress disorder, anxiety, depression?
I don't know. I haven't gotten that far, but like anxiety, yes. In general, those kind of conditions, it strongly recommends, you know, like depression, it strongly recommends niacin, mega doses of niacin, like 30,000 milligrams, which is a significant amount.
30,000?
Or is it 3,000? I forget. Anyway, I'll have to go back and listen, make sure I get it right. But I do know this. Niacin is not going to kill you.
Right.
You may wish you were dead if you took too much at once, because you'll feel like a flaming torch. But your skin will get all prickly and your face will turn red. You'll feel like you're in a hot house and you'll be sitting out in the middle of a snowdrift. But it won't kill you. Trust me.
Already without the niacin.
Yeah, my mom used to give me 6,000 milligrams in the morning and 6,000 milligrams in the afternoon when I got home from school. And I'm not sure what she was trying to accomplish, but whenever she did that, I did not need a winter coat, not for a number of hours. I was perfectly warm without it. This is in Wisconsin, middle of winter. So.
Yeah, I looked up on, let's see here. I looked up a bunch of essential oils for this PTSD, anxiety, depression, trauma. And I got actually some decent finds. But for like... Hang on. I guess fear. Well, there's a whole bunch of different ones. I basically converted the text to audio, and I can play the audio, but I'm in the truck stop. But, nightmares, sleep disturbances, lavender, mandarin, linden blossom, clary sage, marjoram, Roman chamomile, yeah, vetiver, Roman chamomile, sandalwood, and lemon. Then lemon oil.
Cool.
Yeah. For I guess, you know, people as a side effect of PTSD and trauma, they have anorexia or obesity. It's like they can go from one extreme to the other.
Right.
For anorexia, they suggest bergamot, black pepper, fennel, ginger, grapefruit. I don't know the other one. Can't pronounce it. It's on my website, oilsoftheearth.com. I put it all on there. For obesity, grapefruit oil, lemon, lime, mandarin, orange, tangerine, thyme, juniper, and geranium. Fear. This is a big one. Sandalwood.
Fear?
Chamomile. Fear. Yeah, with any kind of PTSD or trauma or anxiety, usually fear is what triggers it.
Oh.
You know, being scared of something.
Right.
And so sandalwood, chamomile, cypress, vetiver, lemon, bergamot, orange, cedarwood, neroli, basil, frankincense, clary sage, and lavender. Hello.
Ground control to Major Tom. Hi, guys.
Hello, David.
David.
So what is it you're talking about now?
You need some herbs.
Yeah, I need some trauma herbs.
Trauma herbs? What kind of trauma?
Oh, I don't know. You remember what I was going through in 2012?
Yeah.
I'm going through that again for different
Why?
Reasons. I have no idea. I'm just losing my mind.
Okay. Have you been hauling weird particles?
What?
Have you been hauling weird chemicals?
Nothing unusual.
Okay.
Just resin.
Okay. Well, exercise is the best. Wait a minute. I'm just reading something about the best things for depression. You know, I'm thinking that was turmeric.
I got some of that.
Okay. Well, you got some. Are you doing it? Are you using it?
Well, I take my herbs every day, but I stopped and got some niacin the other day, too. And I don't know that it's been helping, but I'm not taking, like, mega doses of it either.
The turmeric or the niacin?
Either. I just take my herbs random like I always do.
Now, how much niacin are you taking a day?
Oh, I don't even remember what the capsules were with the mega whatever. Hang on a second. I got it at China Mart. So
right.
Walmart.com.
It's probably 100 milligrams.
I think it was 5.
Oh, 5 milligrams?
500.
500?
That'd have to be the no-flush niacin, right?
Huh?
That'd be niacinamide.
Did it say no-flush niacin?
Oh, I don't know. I'd have to go get the bottle. It's in the truck.
It must be, because, I mean, if you took 500 milligrams of pure niacin, you would experience what's called a niacin flush, and you would know you had something.
Yeah, I get that with about 300 milligrams now.
Yeah, it's 500 milligrams. Oh, wait a minute, that's not it. It's got to be 500 milligrams, though. Here we go. Yeah, 500 milligrams. Flush-free, yes.
Okay, yeah.
Niacinamide.
Uh-huh.
So what does that mean?
It means that you don't get the... Yeah.
It means what?
Yeah, I ought to try the regular niacin and just experience a flush, a niacin flush.
All right, I'll have to get that from House of Hezekiah when I get into town.
You can get the same place you got the niacinamide also, but they usually come in 100 milligram tablets, and, you know, I'd start out with one tablet, and then maybe an hour later two, and, you know, get the flush, you know, you've reached the limit.
Your face will turn beet red. Your whole body will turn beet red. You feel like you're on fire.
I already feel like I'm on fire. I'm having like hot and cold flashes with cold chills running all through my body. I'm shaking all the time. My brain's going crazy. My stomach hurts. My chest, I feel like an alien is trying to rip out through my chest, trying to escape from my body.
What was her name?
he broke up with a girl who isn't even his girlfriend yet.
Well,
okay.
Twice.
Didn't
learn
the
know.
First time,
huh? Well, I don't know. She texted me and told me to quit worrying and everything, but I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm messed up. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Well, there's some supposed to be going through some stuff with the photon belt and high energy stuff that we're supposed to be passing through and. People are bouncing off the walls. It may not just be you.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe it was astrology or something, because I don't know. It's like I have not been this way with anybody, you know, since all that crap, you know, in 2012. I'm just a mess. I just feel like my whole world is just, I don't know.
Are you eating?
when I can. I juice. I've been juicing a lot because that's about all I can do. I mean, I eat, but it's like I can only eat a half a sandwich. So I can't hardly eat anything. So I've been juicing.
Okay. So how much turmeric are you taking a day?
Well, obviously not enough. I got to go look and see what I got. I mean, like I said, I just take my herbs at random like I always do. So maybe one or two capsules.
Okay, I'm doing 2 heaping teaspoons a day.
2
heaping of the powder.
Well, I think I only need like maybe a couple hundred capsules, so I don't think I have that much.
Well, you might get the bulk turmeric and just add it by the spoonful to your smoothie.
Okay. I'll have to do that.
I think you notice it a couple days after doing that. Really, well, really. I also do four teaspoons of bee pollen.
Okay.
And then, you know, bee pollen has real high in B6.
Okay.
It's high in your bees, right?
Yeah, bee pollen.
Bee. But when I really notice the difference is when I increase the dose of the turmeric. Consistently, it's like, you know, I was putting maybe a teaspoon in my smoothie, and now I do 2. And it definitely tastes like gives it kind of an Indian flair, you know, kind of like curry, almost a curry taste to it.
A curry smoothie taste.
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
But I start with a teaspoon, you get you say you have capsules, you can take take 6 capsules. How many milligram capsules?
What are the big ones, the triple zeros? How many milligrams
triple
are those?
Those are like, the triple are like 1,000, I think.
Okay.
1,000 milligrams.
Those are typically what I order. I'm about to order some more capsules because I just used the last of them to make somebody else some herbs. But, I don't know. I just know I got to do something because I don't want to have to go back on Prozac again. That's what I had to do in 2012, and I just don't want to go there. I just got to find some alternative, some way to get through this.
Turmeric.
Okay. Rhodiola. I think I was taking rhodiola last time also.
Yeah, that's good.
Now, Todd, I bought some gabapentin from, not gabapentin, that's the other pharmaceutical. GABA. I bought some GABA from Phoenix Herb Shop last time, and I tried looking up the herb, and what I found out is it's actually not an herb. It's like a byproduct of an herb.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know any other herbs that has that besides Melissa and valerian root? I think kava might also.
No, I don't think catnip does, or or Skullcap. Well, maybe Skullcap.
Oh, we got Skullcap. That's in our whatchamacallit blend. I got some of that.
Right. Yeah, it's in the Rejuvenation Tea Mix.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's pretty extra because it didn't take that much.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just reading the essential oils for trauma and PTSD, but I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if I have PTSD or not, but it feels like it, according to the description. Because it's not been going away. It's been gradually getting worse for the last month.
Okay. I don't know.
It makes it worse.
Your what does?
My own stupidity, doing stupid crap.
Well, yeah. You know, we're going to continue to do stupid crap. It's just part of the deal is not not letting it get us down.
Right.
That's easier said than done, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Where are you at?
I am in Indianapolis, or just outside of Indianapolis.
Okay.
Well, that is the cause of your problem.
Yeah, no. I don't think that's it.
You're in the wrong place.
Well, yeah, that is part of the problem. I tell you what, if I don't know that I can stay driving truck if this relationship develops, because I can't be, only time it feels like I can't be away from her. It's like, only time that it goes away is when I'm with her. Otherwise, it's like I got to talk to her every minute of the day. Otherwise, I'm going crazy. And I can't talk to her every minute of the day, so I'll go crazy.
Okay.
I know, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, at this point, it's not a healthy relationship if you can't not be with her.
Right.
So you say if it continues, I don't know. And she says, don't worry about it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's not really ready for a relationship at this point.
Well, yeah, I don't know. It started out really messed up anyway. She contacted me on a dateline. And then she's got things going on in her world where after she, you know, I was trying to take it slow at first. She's the one who kept pressuring me to come see her, and I got addicted to her, and then she's, like, backing off because she has family emergency issues. And I don't, you know, and then I start tripping because I can't talk to her, and then I say something, No, I do. I don't know. I react. I'm reacting, not thinking. And then I beat myself up because I'm reacting wrong, and I know better. And, you know, she seems to be handling it just fine, sort of, but not me. You know, she's still interested in me for God knows what reason, but, I don't know, I'm losing it. I'm just losing it.
I don't know.
I know. I need, well, maybe it's just time. I just got to process through it. But, I mean, part of her astrology is just like Mary's, and I think that's part of the problem. You know? She's very
You ever consider that maybe you're not in the state of mind for a relationship?
I had considered that, actually. But
okay.
I can't let her go either.
Okay.
That's right.
That's regardless of whether you can let her go or not, you're not ready for a relationship.
Right.
And the fact that you can't let her go is a sign of that. I know that doesn't help at all.
No.
Okay. Doesn't do any good to probably be busy doing anything else, does it?
Well, it might if I wasn't a stinking truck driver with nothing to do but think.
Right.
I mean... Yeah, I'm just all messed up. Yeah, I think if I was doing something else and had, well, I don't know, maybe not, you know, it's like even if I was doing something else, I'd be distracted. I wouldn't be able to do that other thing properly. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with me. Any other solutions?
Well, you know, it's like
besides putting me out of my misery,
but you can't. No, but you can't do that. Well, you know, it's like you put yourself in this situation,
yeah.
And that means you're strong. And I believe that means you're strong enough to deal with it.
Right. Yeah, I know. Well, it's like after the affair in 2012, I knew what I was going through because 20 years ago, I was suicidal from my childhood and my childhood trauma and everything that I was going through with my, you know, in my childhood. And I was in mental hospitals because I tried to kill myself. I'm not like that now, but, you know, in 2012, I was having all those same feelings all over again, and I knew that I had to do something. And so I ran to my old shrink just before he retired and got on Prozac as fast as possible because I knew I needed help, you know.
Right.
And, I mean, I wasn't suicidal in 2012, but I was still having a lot of the same symptoms. And and then eventually they put me on gabapentin, which is for trauma. And but I didn't want to be on that for the rest of my life, you know? So that's why I also was getting the rhodiola from you and getting the GABA from House of Hezekiah. Because I knew eventually I wanted to wing myself off the Prozac and the other crap. But now I don't want to go back to the pharmaceuticals. I got to do an alternative method because I hate pharmaceuticals. I've been trying to meditate. I've been trying to do neuro-linguistic programming. The last couple of days, I just shut my phone off and just went into my cave and just been trying to process through this.
Yeah, that was an interesting message on your phone.
Well, yeah, because my dad freaks out. If I don't answer the phone and I don't call him back, he thinks I'm mad at him. Are you mad at me? Why are you mad at you? Well, he triggers my anxiety. He's got anxiety. So he triggers my anxiety because he's negative all the time. Negative, negative, negative. And it drives me crazy. I can only talk to him for so long. And I definitely can't talk to him now because he makes it worse.
Okay. Have you ever heard of flower essences?
Flower what?
Flower essences.
Well, I do have my essential oils.
No, this is not the same thing.
Okay.
look up Bach flower essences.
Oh, gotcha. That's where I was thinking you were going, but I thought they were essential oils.
No, they're not.
Okay.
There's other brands beside Bach, but those are the ones that I've had the most experience with, and it's totally amazing. And I'm sure there's a flower essence guide to determine which one would be best for you. But I've seen some just truly amazing things happen, and it just takes like 5 drops. Okay?
Yeah, internal or external?
Yeah, internal. Well, it depends on the trauma. They have something called rescue cream that you use externally that I saw. Well, my daughter fell and bumped her head, and I saw a goose egg form on her forehead. Right?
Okay.
I mean, it turned purple and green, and it swelled up. And I put the rescue remedy cream on it, and it went away in 20 minutes. It was amazing. And there was a girl that came in. This was when I was working at House Hezekiah. And having a bad day. Okay, the last thing that happened, her dog just got hit and run over and killed. And as she's telling me this, she's breaking down and going into tears, and I tell her, hang on just a minute. I went back and got some flower essences and put them under her tongue, and it's like her face just changed. And she said, "What was that?" And it just kind of released all that energy that was building all day long. And yeah, real effective and non-narcotic, and you can put it in your bath and you can drink a whole bottle of it. It won't hurt you. The hardest part is finding out determining which ones are for specifically for you, because you got to look and understand what you're going through. It's like, you know, trauma. Whether there's people that kind of specialize in that, and you might be able to get a consultation, phone consultation. They'll tell you what you need, or you can just look up Bach flower essences or flower essence. I can't remember the other company that does it, but Bach flower essences. I think there's 38 original essences, and then there's another company that came out, and I think that they got like 100 or maybe more. And it's just how specific it's like, and they break it down, and you may combine two or three of them to make your own blend, or you might be able to find one that just keys into what you feel like you're experiencing. Very powerful. I don't know how much. They're real small bottles. They're like
BACA.
Oh, I'm familiar with them. I just never paid them any attention because I always thought they were essential oils, and I'm like, oh, well, I already do that. I don't need those.
This is entirely different. They're alcohol-based, and you do 5 drops. That's all you need. You put 5 drops in your bath, and you soak in it.
Tinctures?
No, they're not tinctures. It's homeopathic flower essences.
Okay, so it's homeopathic. It's just liquid instead of in a tablet or a little. Yeah.
No, they're not tablets. No, they're not
right.
Tablets or they're liquid extractions.
Right.
Look up. Yeah, you got to look up flower essences. I think. That would be your biggest. That would help a lot.
This 38 flower remedies.
There you go.
Boxcenter.com. Center is spelled T-R-E instead of T-E-R.
He was British. Somewhere in all the books I got an encyclopedia of the flower essence, Bach flower essences, but who knows where that is. I'm sure that, yeah, I think, I don't know.
I'm Googling it now.
Okay, and then magnesium oil.
You ready?
Go ahead, David.
It's BACHCENTRE.com.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that. I wasn't ready.
Okay. That'd be Bravo, Alpha, Charlie. Darn it, I forgot H.
Hotel. Bach.
Henry. Charlie. Echo. Nancy. Or November. Tango. R, whatever R is.
Romeo.
.com.
What's that there, R?
Echo.
Okay, got it.
You just spelled Centra weird, that's all.
Centra. Kind of like Sistra.
Yeah, it says, you just spelled Centra weird.
Okay, and then magnesium, look up magnesium oil.
Magnesium oil.
Uh-huh. I believe that. I mean, the magnesium was real hot about the time I was shutting things down there, and everybody was going on and on about it. But, you know, taking an Epsom bath can be very helpful, and that will tell you, and you want to put, I think
I don't
two
have a
cups.
Bathtub.
You don't have a bathtub. Okay.
I don't have access to bathtubs on the road and or at home
it's,
or.
The showers, huh? Okay.
Well, I guess we got a bathtub on the land, but it's too cold to take a bath out in the woods right now.
Well, we could build a fire under it.
Okay.
Flowers too for you to dip into.
We'll have
it's
to
call the hot tub.
The neighbors don't see us.
Or build something around it for courtesy.
Oh, right, yeah. We could do that. We could build a,
privacy
fence, yeah.
Okay.
Does horse come over and stare at you?
Huh?
What's the worst going to happen? Does horse come over and stare at you?
The horses? True. So magnesium, liquid magnesium.
Yeah. There's a, yeah.
Internal or external?
Both.
Okay.
B complex, okay, and it's like you're going through shit, you can't do stuff randomly. You know, you got to do it consistently.
Right.
Because you're going through stress and you're burning up nutrients at a rapid rate.
I've been checking a lot.
You asked the doctor yourself, guy. One of the first things he says is it's okay to be depressed. You know, just realize it's okay to be depressed. It's the brain being malnutrition. But now feed it.
Yeah.
Well, it's not just that. It's like you're burning up all your nutrients in stress, and you just need to do like David says, feed it. But good stuff. And that, you know, with your drink, how much of the powder are you putting in there?
I could probably use more. I'm going to put some more in right now. Only like a scoop.
Okay. Really, really turmeric, man. Take a half dozen capsules and put it in there and blend it up.
Okay. See what I got. I don't have a lot. I'm going to have to make some more.
Well, but you don't need to make capsules of this. You just need to add it to your drink.
Oh, right. I'll have to stop and buy some more.
Yep, tumor easy to come by.
Well, I have plenty at home. So when I get home, I got like a whole buttload of it.
You can't wait 10 days. Just go ahead and buy some more.
Okay, David, or Kano, you have a tax number, right?
Tax ID number, yes.
Then call. Oh, good grief! What's it called? AmeriHerb.
Okay.
In Iowa. And set up an account, and you can buy it wholesale by the pound. You can buy empty gelatin capsules. You can buy all the herbs and put in your capsules.
Well, I mean, I can already do that with my suppliers. I don't know if the prices are better or not, but I mean, but I only got so much money. I pay $1,000 a month in child support, and then I got all these other things I'm trying to do. I do got some capsules. I've got on in my shopping cart. I just gotta wait till I get paid to buy them.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm out of jail caps. But
when I want to do something, when I add something different, I just put it in my smoothie and just blend it up.
That's what I'm gonna have to do. I have to just get it and put it in my smoothie.
Yeah. Yeah, I use whole ginger root in my smoothie, and I was buying it at where I at work, and it was $5.99 a pound. And it's like, you know, this is expensive. I went down to the city market. I bought it for $1.29 a pound.
Hmm.
So it pays to shop around.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, David, that's something you could grow out there. You could grow turmeric and you could grow ginger.
Oh, yeah. We're going to see if we
need to. Ginger variety that grows around here.
I'm sorry, David. What did you say?
There is a wild ginger that is native to Missouri.
Well, then I would try and you could buy whole turmeric root also and plant turmeric there because they look real similar.
Yep. One's got an orange root and one's got a white root.
Yeah. Hey, maybe crossbreed them and make a ginger turmeric root.
Hey, there you go. I'm just a hot mess. I don't know. I was feeling better this morning, and this afternoon it got really bad again. So I don't know. Maybe I'm getting better, but I don't know.
Hey, David?
Yes?
This is a rabbit hole, but we did an experiment with listening online, and I gave a fake email and just made up a random username and password, and it let me listen.
Said it let what?
It let me listen. So I can, you know, you can go onto the site where this stuff is, and you can listen live on the computer. You know, I'll have to do the experiment again, and maybe I just chanced on somebody's account, but, you know, I gave it a random email and a random, random.
Okay.
Email. And
well, you need to try it again.
Yeah, you can put in a fake name and everything if you want.
Yeah.
Huh.
But Connie could listen live if she wanted to. Wouldn't have to get any personal data.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right. Well, it looks like Bach might have a special blend just for PTSD.
Okay. Well, it's you also there's let's see here, huh? Break it down.
I don't know if it's exactly PTSD, but it's still
right. If you break it down, if you look at the blend and it says, okay, there's this and there's this and there's this, you could also add to it. If you look through the list of, of a Bach flowers and see if you see one that feels like, oh, that one applies. Okay?
Oh, and
right, go
right.
with that, too.
I understand what you're saying.
A lot of times something will jump out at you. It's like, boy, that would work. That would help. And more is not better. You know, five drops in a glass of water, and then you sip the water, take a sip of water, and you start crashing again, and take another sip of water. You know, just make you your jug of water, and you put five drops in that, and that's what you sip all day long.
Yeah, I haven't been doing my peroxide water lately either. You think that might help?
I don't know. I talked to a woman in Joplin this afternoon, and she heard about SEAC, and she's I think she's 85 years old, and her body's not making enough blood cells anymore. And she asked me if she thought maybe the SEAC would help with that, and I told her no. I didn't think so, but I told her about liquid chlorophyll. You know, it's like whatever nutrients you have, you know, taking them randomly is going to be only, I mean, that's fine if you're not dealing with stress, but you're under a lot of stress right now.
Right.
So I'd really look at what you're taking and be consistent on what you take. Whatever you got, you'd be consistent on it. And I'm just rambling right now, okay?
No, it's fine. It's helping. Star of Bethlehem is one of the Bach essence.
There you go.
For trauma. Aspen.
Walnut. What's walnut?
Walnut's not on this list. Chestnut is. Chestnut flower, I guess.
Okay. Rock rose. Look up rock rose.
Rock rose essence.
Yep. Rock rose flower essence. There's not is a black walnut maybe? I don't think so. I just thought it was walnut. That's weird.
Hang on, let me go back. There's red. Oh no, there's three chestnuts in that other blend. It's white chestnut, red chestnut, and sweet chestnut.
Okay.
But rock rose.
Yeah, rock rose is one that comes to mind.
It's a remedy against terror.
Yep.
Define terror.
Can't be without her. can't be away from her. You're terrified to be away from her. Right?
I was thinking more like a scary movie kind of terror.
Well, you're having a physical reaction to not being with her. So yeah, that'd be probably terror.
Anything, any fear, you know, any of the deal with fear. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get some of this stuff. Give it a shot.
They have two size bottles, too. Start with the small.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's about I don't know, 10 milliliter. Maybe it's 5 milliliter. It wasn't very much. It's been a long time since I've had anything to do with flower essences.
Right.
But it was always amazing for the amazing to see the effects of them. They work on pets and plants. You can put them on your plants. It's just pretty amazing.
You know, it's weird. Dr. Bach almost looks like Jeff.
Okay.
That gives me trauma. I'm just kidding. Now, just at first glance, I thought, what? But after I looked closer, it didn't really look like him too much, but just a tiny bit, enough to give me a double take. Now, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's not like I even know her all that well. It's just we're so astrologically compatible. It's just like I feel like I'm drawn to her like crazy, and it's like, oh, my gosh. Maybe it's just all
okay,
in my head.
Maybe you're putting too much stock into astrology and its
probably
effect on you. It's a tendency, you know, and it has as much power as you give it.
True.
How much power are you giving it? Everything, huh?
Well, it's part of my world. I mean, she's the most astrologically compatible person I've found. So, yeah, I probably am giving it too much thought.
Or maybe you're getting exactly what you need.
Maybe.
A kick in the butt by nature?
A good kick in the butt by, yeah, nature. Well, you know, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, the thing about being with somebody is part of it is challenging each other. And it's something that's not necessarily intentional at all, but it's just part of the process. You know, deal with your shit.
Deal with my shit.
Yeah.
I just got to figure out what I'm supposed to be dealing with.
Obsession?
Yeah, I do have obsessive compulsive disorder.
Well, there you go. Because he's telling you to take your time.
Well, I was trying to in the beginning, and then, I don't know.
He's still telling you to take your time.
And now I can't.
Well, she hasn't accepted your breakup, but mostly because she hasn't accepted your boyfriend status, you know, boyfriend-girlfriend status yet either. So she can't accept the breakup because she hasn't accepted the relationship yet. You know, she's willing to be your friend.
Yeah, well, that's not what she told me, but okay.
Well, all right. Well, that's, you know. I think if you just slow down and just communicate with her and whatever, something might develop, and it, you know. You said you got 3 years until your crisis period by your astrology is supposed to be over. It might take you 3 years in order to, you know, get to her heart.
Yeah, one astrologer told me I can't settle down until I'm 45 because of my astrology.
There you go. Blame it on the astrology.
I can't wait till I'm 45. I don't know.
You set up all these conditions and then upset because you don't meet those conditions.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I just...
Yeah, you do. You really do. You're just having a hard time dealing with that fact.
Maybe. Maybe I'm just not ready.
Yeah. Well,
and I guess I haven't really dealt with some of the things that I've been supposed to be or trying to deal with from my past also.
That's everybody. Everybody does that.
True. Well, I've been working on myself for years. You know, I'm constantly working on myself. Maybe I'm working too hard on myself.
Maybe give yourself a break.
Yeah. I need a Kit Kat.
Yeah, I got that. I got the one with Marilyn Monroe in my head.
Do you have a break today?
I am a little hard on myself. And I do have high expectations about everything.
We are our own worst enemies.
Yeah, I just don't like to be screwed up.
You're not screwed up. You're just going through shit.
Yeah.
Still there?
Not really.
We got dead air on our podcast there.
Okay. It's one of those deep thought moments, David.
Well, since nobody's listening to our podcast, I suppose we could have done that, but, you know.
It's hard to imagine anybody listening to this.
I know, right? Well, you know, maybe somebody can learn from it, too. That's the only reason why I'm, like, putting myself through this on the air. But, you know, maybe to help somebody else. But, And also so I can record it and go back and listen to it over and over again. Be obsessive compulsive like I always am. But, you know, maybe I can get something from it. Maybe I can get something from it, you know, by listening to it over and over again. G- get it through my thick head, my thick skull. But I'll definitely look into the Bach flower essence. I never really paid that too much attention in the past.
Oh.
I think David dropped off. He lost signal or his battery died again.
Okay.
But yeah, he always loses signal or something. He'll be back. But yeah, I always thought they were essential oils. I never paid them attention. So they're like liquid homeopathics.
Brandy, I think, is what he used originally. And the one that I'm most familiar with that I sold the most of was Rescue Remedy. And that was for general trauma. And it's like, it's just amazing. Highly recommended, man. If I had some, I'd send it to you, but I don't.
What's it called again? I zoned out.
Rescue Remedy.
All right, I'm going to Google it.
Well, by now, there's probably a lot of clones. Yeah.
Or trauma.
Yeah, and I think for what you want, you don't want the cream, you want the liquid. You want to take it internal.
Okay.
And more is not better, and just five drops in whatever you're drinking. Or,
yeah, that's what I was looking at earlier on the Bach, the Rescue Remedy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like you just, and if you're having a really hard time. Hello, David.
Hello, I'm back.
Okay. Or if you're having a hard time, you just put it on your right on your tongue.
Okay.
Just it's yeah. You know, that and the increased turmeric and magnesium. Well, see, you can't. Okay, now wait a minute here.
How about liquid chlorophyll? I got some of that.
Liquid anything with nutrients.
Yeah, I haven't been doing my chlorophyll lately. Ugh, crap.
Okay, so how do you do your chlorophyll?
Just do shots of it.
Okay. Well, you know, back to that. I guess that's a good way of doing it. You know, you get the one that's peppermint.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, I just take, Connie laughs at me because I just take everything and dump it in my smoothie and run it through the blender.
Yeah, I had to do that more. Well, actually, I juice just about every day. So, I just probably don't juice as much as I should because, I don't know, I feel like I got to eat something.
Yeah.
Soon I'll be able to forage again. That might help a little bit.
Yeah, it will.
That might be the other part of the problem, too. It's the winter, and I'm not getting the nutrients that I need from the sun and from being able to forage as much.
Well, you don't get much sunlight through the day, right? You're just, I mean...
Well, plus I'm behind the windshield. I think it blocks all the sun that I need. But you know, I'm bundled up too when I go outside because it's cold, so I'm not getting the vitamin D from the sun. And that's another thing too. You know, it's like now the pharmaceutical industry is trying to diagnose people with winter blues when all it is just you know you're not getting your sun nutrients, and your body's in a hibernation state because it's winter, you know. But so that could be part of it. Well, not part of it, but I mean, well, it could be part of it. But I don't know. I don't think that. I mean, I don't have that problem every winter. But yeah.
What nutrients do you do consistently? What nutrients do you do every day?
Every day I do the green stuff. I juice. I take my gummy vitamins. Water.
Okay.
My herbs, but I take them at random. I don't do anything specific, like mega doses or anything. And really, that's mostly what I do. I eat a lot of fruit. I don't eat as many greens as I'm supposed to. So I need to eat more greens.
Well,
I got a bag.
Wild greens, well, greens in general, the darker the green, the more magnesium you'll get.
Yeah, I got a spring mix here.
What kind of fruit do you do?
Just about everything. I've got bananas, tangerines, oranges, pineapple, cantaloupe, grapes.
Okay. You said you juice.
Yes.
Do you have a blender? Why don't you do a smoothie?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Wait.
I got a new blender.
Okay, so are you blending or are you juicing?
Yes.
It's not a yes or no. It's blending or juicing. There's two different processes.
I blend. I put everything in there, even the peeling sometimes.
Okay.
Juicing breaks down the cell walls. Blending doesn't necessarily do that.
Juicing does what?
Breaks down the cell walls, gives you all the nutrients that are available, does better than chewing. Blending does not necessarily do that.
Well, but when you juice, you don't get the fiber, and you need the fiber, too.
Yeah.
So, you make smoothies. Sorry?
Go ahead,
Dave.
I was just saying, after you've done your juicing, pour the juice into the blender and throw some of the junk back into the juice.
And make a smoothie. There you go.
then he can say yes, because he'll be doing both at the same time.
Right.
Well, yeah, I don't have a juicer. I only have so much room in this truck.
Yeah,
I got a question for you, David.
Yeah.
I would like to juice, but I don't have electricity. I've seen hand juicers out there. I'm wondering if there's any that are effective.
Well, you know, I've seen Cabela's has a blender that's run by a chainsaw motor.
I love it.
I don't know. Huh?
I love it. All right, I'll look into that. They got a juicer.
A chainsaw power juicer. No.
Yeah.
A gasoline power juicer.
Get a little carbon monoxide in your mix, but hey.
Well, I don't know how you could do that short of
you know, having a solar array and batteries and inverter and.
Well, yeah, we're working on that. But I have seen a few. I did a little research, and there are a few hand crank juicers out there. But I don't know how effective they are. I mean, are these juicers like, you know, when you make apple juice? Or are these juicers as in making, you know, turning alfalfa grass into, you know, into juice?
Okay.
Not that alfalfa is a grass.
Well, you know, there's wheatgrass juicer. That would be one way of doing it, and they're effective. But let me tell you how to work.
I'm sorry, say that again.
I said, let me tell you, it's a lot of work.
Oh, yeah.
Hand-crank wheat juicer?
Uh-huh. Wheatgrass juicer. It's a wheatgrass juicer.
All right, so if I could, if it's a wheatgrass juicer, it juices about anything.
No, it's specifically for wheatgrass.
Oh. Well, okay.
Well.
And a regular juicer doesn't work for wheatgrass.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, so that's probably what I need more is to, what's the one you're supposed to, kale. You're supposed to juice kale. I tried using kale as a juicer, and it did not work. Got a bunch of kale flakes coming out and no juice.
Well, it works in our juicer.
Yeah. I came to the conclusion, just eat the kale, because I couldn't juice it.
Well, the thing is, the whole thing with juice and stuff is you're getting concentrated nutrients. I mean, it's like doing carrot juice. It's like you're not going to eat 2 pounds of carrots, but you can drink a glass of carrot juice in 30 seconds.
Yeah, I put 2 whole heads through my mom's juicer when I was on the farm of kale,
uh-huh.
And I got maybe 2 teaspoons of juice out of it. I don't think it was that concentrated. I think it just failed to juice it.
Yeah, it did. Yeah.
Well, I just started trying to do sprouts, and I think my seeds have been radiated because they're not sprouting.
Or they got cold? Or they got hot?
Well, I bought some chia seeds and some flax seeds from Aldi's, and I've been trying to sprout them, and they're not sprouting.
Ha. Huh. Well, yes, I had heard that supposedly anything that comes in the United States has to be irradiated.
Right. So what you do is you just keep on trying to sprout them until something succeeds, and then we grow that.
I don't know.
Because their radiation ain't going to get everything. I do know don't want the irradiated food.
Ferment what?
I know we do not want their irradiated food.
Oh, yeah.
So if it won't sprout, yeah. Well, wait a minute. Chia pets. Buy a chia pet. Those are chia seeds.
Or just get chia seed refill.
Tell me you need a 50-pound refill for your chia plant.
Well, yeah, because it's not a food.
There you go.
That'd be a way around the New World Order.
Not for human consumption.
There you
right.
go. Well, yeah, they may have sprayed something on it, but all the same,
or
harvest that.
External use only. How about that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, sprouting seeds. Is a good way to do it if you can do it. I the thing is, it kind of takes up space, and I'd be concerned with temperature and such. I mean, because does it ever get really, really cold in your cab?
Not really.
Okay. Well, constant warm. Temperature.
Yeah. It's typically pretty warm. I can't let it get too warm because then I'll get sleepy.
Right.
But, you know.
Do you have a parking heater in that thing?
You mean like a bunk heater so I can shut the truck off and keep warm?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but it's broke.
Oh, okay.
I know, I miss it.
Yeah, well, I reckon.
Well, I just have to idle, basically, but my company
doesn't. Yeah, some places they don't like that.
Well, I have one of those new EPA trucks, so I don't have to worry about that.
What does an EPA truck mean?
Clean air idle, because I have DEF fuel and
okay. All
that stuff. But they say now that the DEF exhaust is actually worse than the other stuff.
Probably.
So who knows?
Okay. Well, I'm just curious.
Yeah. So I don't got to worry about that. The only problem is I'm burning fuel.
Yeah. Well, burning a lot more fuel than if you just had a parking heater.
Right. But my company doesn't seem to be worried about it, so I'm not going to worry about it too much either.
Well, yeah, if you were paying for the fuel on your own, and yeah, that's a whole lot of different thing.
Yeah. Well, that's one thing about tankers. They make so much money, I guess. They don't worry about fuel. They don't worry about deadheading us. I'll deadhead 2,000 miles. It's like no big deal.
Okay, I don't know what deadheading is.
Oh.
No load.
Heading back empty with no load.
Oh, okay.
So whenever they sent me home from my last home time, they said bobtail. Just bobtail down there, take your home time, bobtail back. That was 1,000 miles.
Wow.
I know.
You got to be a whole lot more efficient bobtail than pulling something.
Half the time they do it with they send me empty home and back with the trailer 1,000 miles. I mean, I usually take a trailer just in case they find a load out by my house, but usually I deadhead back to Chicago and get a load out of Chicago. So, it's weird. But yeah, they make so much money in tankers. I mean, I don't make as much money as I should be making. I used to make over almost $70,000 a year. Now I'm making about 50, you know, then minus child support and everything else, even less. But,
yeah.
You know, but yeah, but they're not hurting. They're not hurting.
Yeah, fringe benefit. I get to burn more fuel for free.
Yeah.
That's basically it right there. Is I don't got to worry about things like that. That's even though my paycheck has dropped like $15,000 a year, I still have the laid-back luxuries. They've never changed. You know, I'm not worried about hardly anything except, you know, hazmat. But, you know, it's the only thing I really got to worry about. I'm so used to doing that I'm not even really worried about that anymore, because I'm so safety conscious that I haven't had an incident in, I don't know, almost a decade.
Well, you know, and that's on your record.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My dad and I have we are two of the highest safety scores in the company. The company's got a bad safety score right now. My dad and I make the company look extremely good. You know, because they're like, they love us. They don't want me to leave. I'm leaving here in another month or two because I got one of my sponsors for TruckerDate.com is basically buying me a truck, and so I'm going to have a TruckerDate.com truck.
Right.
So it's going to be his truck, but it's going to be, I can vinyl it, and I can do whatever, you know, put my advertisements on it. You know, so I got that on the horizon. There's no way I can quit driving truck. But, yeah, I'm leaving in a couple months because I'm going to have my truck. I'm going to finally get my TruckerDate.com truck.
Cool.
I've been working towards for years.
He's going to give you a truck.
Well, it's going to be his truck, and I'm going to be driving for him. But I'm going to make a paycheck. I get the vinyl of the truck with my advertisements and drive around and get paid to advertise.
Who pays the advertising?
Well, I'm going to pay for the advertising. But I'm going to be hauling freight. I'm going to be driving his truck for him. But he's going to let me vinyl it. So I'll be making money hauling freight, but I'll also be making money off my advertisements.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I'll be driving around advertising TruckerDate.com. And and I'll get paid to do it because I'll get paid. He's giving me 33% of the load, which is higher than anybody else. Because of my experience, I got more experience than him or anybody in his company. So he's going to pay me 33%, and I get to drive around and advertise. Pretty cool. Can't beat that.
Sounds pretty good.
I know, right? So that's going to take my Dateline to the next level. And who knows, maybe I'll be famous, or at least rich. I don't really want to be famous anymore. I used to want to be famous, but now I just want money. I don't care about fame.
Hey, look famous.
Huh?
You already look famous.
How's that?
What is it, Geddy Lee?
Oh yeah, Geddy Lee, yeah. Well, between Geddy Lee and, you know, and using Trump as my last name, Kano Trump.
Yeah, you're going to get a luck with a shot.
Huh?
You're either going to get a luck with a shot.
Yeah. Who, Donald or me?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, I only got that nickname because my former realtor, when I was doing real estate, I was a big Trump fan back then. It was around 2007, and so he started calling me Kano Trump, and so it kind of stuck, and I've been using it as an alias ever since. But I'm not really a Trump fan anymore. That was a phase that I went through. But I don't know, I guess I just need more distractions because I'm starting to feel a little bit better now just talking about other things. Just need distractions. I still have that burning feeling in my chest, though. But
what do you listen to, David? What do you listen to when you're on the road?
Everything. I listen to, well, lately I've been listening to a little bit more hardcore stuff just to, you know, distract me. But
kind of hardcore.
Heavy metal. You know, hardcore heavy metal. But normally I just listen to everything at random. Rap, rock, country, classical, talk. I listen to a lot of talk, but not as much as David Ray. I'll go to sleep. I'll fall asleep driving. I can't listen to too much talk. Today I've been listening to Tony Robbins. I've been listening to Tony Robbins a lot, doing some meditating. But yesterday it was just 100% pure, heavy, hardcore metal, just all day, nothing but hardcore metal. No, hardcore. Like the stuff I used to play when I had my own death metal, speed metal band back in the 90s.
Yeah, we'll have to start one of those locally.
Right? Master! Sanitarium! Leave me be! Sanitarium! Just leave me alone. Yeah. That's a good song for the day. Metallica, Sanitarium.
Right.
I have been listening to a lot of whistleblower information.
Whistleblower?
Whistleblower. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think whistleblowers are a good thing.
Secret space program.
Right.
Yeah, see, they don't want me in Congress because I'll blow the whistle on everybody.
Yeah, they'd go, why'd you vote no again? Well, because...
Everything increases the size, the cost, extent, the reach, and the power of government.
Yeah. Well, that pork barreling that all the other senators were voting on.
Oh, yeah. I probably get assassinated because I call people out. I'm too honest. I'm transparent. I'm like, psh. Yeah.
A lot of people are dying now because of that. In the health field? Yeah. A lot of national officials are dying.
Yeah. I'd definitely be a whistleblower.
Well, but I listen to it every night.
Every night. That would drive me crazy.
That's what I go to sleep to. Oh, that's interesting.
What's that program that you were listening to that you tried to clue me in on?
Who?
The Irish.
Yeah. What kind of programming? What?
What was that program you were trying to clue me in to listen to? You're actually the first one who showed me how to do call-in programs and listen.
Oh, podcasts and stuff.
Well, via the phone. The phone. And there was this conspiracy radio program that you had the dial-in number, and you showed that to me. And after that, I just went hog wild looking all those up.
Okay. I don't remember that, David.
You don't remember it? Wow.
No, I just listened to YouTube.
Yeah.
Their YouTube programs are 8 hours long.
Yeah, the one you showed me to was mostly UFOs, but it had whistleblowers and things like that.
Okay.
8 hour long YouTubes?
Yeah. It was a conference is what it was.
Hey, Kano, go to a website called Tragedy and Hope, and they have Peace Revolution, and I forget what the other one's called, but their podcasts are typically, on average, 5 hours. But theirs go over 8. And they manage to put them out once a week.
That's crazy.
I know. And they do twice as much research as they put into the program.
We do our podcast,
and we don't do any research.
Well, yeah, we usually do our research while we're doing the podcast. But a lot of the stuff we already are educated on is like all three of us have been doing alternative health for at least, you know, David Irish has been doing it longer than the two of us, but...
Probably longer than the two of us combined.
That's what I was about to say. Quit reading my mind.
Sorry.
But yeah, you know. So we are already educated on a lot of our subjects. We're just kind of winging it.
This last one I was listening to, he was a British, well, let's see here. His mother was MI5, and his uncle was I don't understand the different numbers, but he said his mother was a documenter, a typer for almost like a scribe for people that for Roswell, for whenever they found a UFO or evidence or whatever, they would have her type it up and she would read it. And it was all...
She was the British Blue Book.
A what?
She was the British Blue Book.
Okay, I don't know what that means, but...
Project Blue Book over here was UFO research.
Well, yeah.
Anybody who called in, you know, UFO, it'd go to Project Blue Book.
And then she'd document it all. And she would read it all, and I mean, really heavy stuff. I mean, you know, it's like more and more I'm reading, there's a secret space program, and we have been in space. We have been to other planets in the system. We have a base on the moon. There is a people live under the surface of the Earth, the hollow Earth. We're talking about at one time this scientist was working side by side with an alien on a abductee.
Great. So one of us chopping one of us up for the alien's benefit.
Well, for both benefit.
We are the aliens.
Well,
yeah, we're half Italian.
The latest that I've heard is that they're headed towards Project Bluebeam, which is a fake alien invasion.
I've heard about that, actually.
And they're going to use it to shut down the government and martial law nationwide. And supposedly this will be the last president we have elected, the last president the United States has.
Well, supposedly because we really haven't had any elected since Reagan and probably from before. So
true.
Yeah. But
so
not
what,
in that.
Everything will be controlled by the UN at that time, right?
And that's different than what's happening now. How?
Well,
no. Okay, after this Project Blue Beam and the alien invasion and they shut down the government, then what?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
The thing is we're not supposed to get into it. Huh?
It's supposed to be a fake alien invasion.
Right. Because the true aliens, the true extraterrestrials, are not interested in invading the Earth. They're interested in us, and it's becoming a part of the rest of the community of the galaxy, Galactic Federation.
The Galactic Federation.
Well, I don't know what it's called.
Are they crazy? I wouldn't let us jump.
Well, for that to happen, we have to grow up. You know, we got to get along.
Yeah, we can't do that.
Well, because we're trained otherwise. It's like it's political and religious and, you know, there's division. That's what, you know, the past, it's just what we've evolved to is at each other's throats.
Well, I wouldn't say we evolved that way, but yeah, it is the nature of the government that we have installed.
And,
we have evolved that way.
And their religion.
Well, government is religion.
Another religion.
Yeah. We must control everybody.
Well,
yeah, that's why they keep changing religion to brainwash us.
See, the thing is from day one, we have been suppressed as individuals. It's like, okay, you're worthless, you're nothing. You can do nothing, you're powerless. You need to be controlled.
Well, they love me. They love me. I recognize myself as a son of God. I am far from worthless.
Anyway, that's what I listen to all the time when I go to bed.
Yeah, I think that's probably driving me crazy.
I'm surprised you're not more insane than I am right now.
Well, David eats his herbs. That's the difference, you know?
Maybe that's what it is. That's why we call ourselves Demented Dungeons and Dragons.
Yay. Hold on, it's time for you to roll the die. And I must admit, it's a five.
You know, at some point, you're going to have to come up with a different name.
Why?
Why? What kind of energy? What kind of energy is that putting out?
David thought of it.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, and I said at some point it needs to change. With that growing up process.
Yeah, I don't really even really see the point of doing the podcast, but it was an idea that we had, what, 2 or 3 years ago?
Yeah.
We're actually doing it, but I don't know. It's a nice conference call to have, you know, but...
Yeah, but what does it cost?
Nothing, actually.
Nothing.
Okay.
I have unlimited hosting on my server, so it doesn't cost me any extra to put it there. Freeconferencing.com is free.
Yep.
So, just time and labor, really. And it's not really labor intensive. Just
no, it's a it forced you to have a conversation today is what it did.
Yeah.
Which you wouldn't have done if it weren't for the podcast.
Maybe.
Okay.
Oh, you mean me. I thought you were talking about Iris.
Yeah, you. You would have stayed crawled up in your cave all day and all night.
Yeah, that's where I'm going after I'm done here, too.
Sometime we need that. You want me to... You interested in me sending you some links to what I'm listening to?
Yeah.
Me? David, yeah. I can only take so much of that.
We should put it up on David, David, and David.
Okay. So what do you think? What do you think, David? Are there aliens out there? Kano. You think there's aliens out there? Do you think it's all baloney or?
Oh no,
or what?
I believe there's aliens. I just don't know which story I buy. You know.
The bad ones or the good ones, huh?
All of the above. But, I mean, I believe that there's got to be other life out there. I just don't know. I just don't have any first-hand knowledge. It's all hearsay evidence.
No, it's a flat earth. This is just tiny dots on the dome of heaven. There ain't nobody living on those.
Right. Until I get outside this petri dish, I don't have a clue.
David, there's a new game, and I can't think of what the name is. I think I made a note of it. But supposedly it's like, the game is an artificial intelligence, and that it builds itself as it goes. We said normally in games it's like, okay, you're standing on a planet, and in the game you look up and you see stars, right?
Right.
Okay, and what that is you're standing inside of a box, looking at the sides of the box, and you see points of light, which are just points of light. That's all they are. But in this game, you stand on you stand on the planet and you look up and you see points of light, and those are worlds for you to explore.
Right.
Every dot in the sky is a world to explore.
And so you go and explore, and it creates new dots, put on a new box.
Right.
And it,
let me see if I can.
And it all depends on which dot you go to explore, what it ends up doing.
Okay, let me see here if I can figure this out. Okay, the name of the game is No Man's Sky.
No.
If you want to look it up. Yeah.
Man's
Sky. Yeah. And I can't. Right now, I'm without a computer. All I got is my phone.
Right.
And it looks real interesting, and at least that was my impression of it. You know, there was supposed to be a series on TV, a science fiction series about post-apocalyptic Earth, and then there was a game made of it, and they said this game is modifies itself according to the players, you know, and it's like, okay, that kind of went by the wayside. People really lost interest in that. But with the graphics now and the, well, just recently I saw this article where they had this disc. Yeah, I think maybe we talked about that. This disc is, you can put the entire history of the planet Earth on it.
Yeah.
The size of a dime or size of a quarter. You know, if we had those kind of computing skills, and see what's available now, it's like, it goes back to, it's like, I believe that we have technology that we got from Roswell and from extraterrestrial craft
Hey, that was the show that we had on technology on this planet in the past.
Oh, yeah. It's like more and more they're making discoveries. It's like, okay, that shouldn't be here because, yeah. So.
Yeah, there's no way we could reproduce the Great Pyramid. We couldn't do it. And this is moving rocks around. All right? We can't do that.
Oh, yeah,
well,
that's one of the things I've been studying lately is sound frequencies and being able to move heavy objects with sound frequencies.
Well, you know, that's interesting because that was one of the things I was listening to last night. This guy says we have the capability of telekinesis, which is moving things with our minds. And it's just an understanding of the nature of reality and knowing how to manipulate it. And that's what they don't want us to be able to do.
I've been trying
right.
to do that since I was a kid. Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
It still hasn't worked.
Well, you got issues, dude. We all got issues. We got to work through this. Anyway, you know.
How do you think I pick up such heavy loads?
Well, okay. Had you ever looked at, okay, what's it called now? Okay.
Adrenaline. Adrenaline does a lot.
No, not that. Without precedent. There was a the Coral Castle. Look up the Coral Castle.
Yeah, Leeds
and
Scullion. That's why I'm doing the frequency thing.
Leeds Scullion. Okay.
Leeds Scullion.
Yeah. And
Skywalker.
No, not Luke Skywalker.
You know, we should make a road trip to Florida one of these days just to go see that place.
Okay. that.
Okay, I will. You know, it's like you can only watch so much of it. I understand that, but it's stuff that makes you think. You know, what's kind of cool is I have read thousands of science fiction books, at least thousands, and now I'm listening to stuff that they're saying, this is fact, there's aliens, and we're on the other planets, and we have space flight, and we've had it for 70 years, and you know, it's like I'm listening to stuff that they're saying is fact now, and it sounds like science fiction that I used to read 30 years ago.
Right.
I tell you what, if Adam really lived to be about 900 some odd years old, I'm pretty sure he flung something up at the moon and hit. You know? He probably personally went and visited it. That's
well,
a lot of times to not figure things out.
You know, there is the saying, they say any technology sufficiently advanced appears as magic.
Yep.
You know, and it's like you look at anything like that in the scriptures, you know, and what do you got? Okay, you go over to India, you know, and look at the architecture there. Look at the, how about the glass crater?
Yeah, those are definitely some sort of high-energy nuclear
high-energy weapon.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for us to say, nah, that ain't happening, just like, I don't know.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm trying to remember what their religion's called, but there's some of their religious texts, one of them reads like a flight manual for an aircraft.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't make any sense any other way. You know, put this helmet on your head, push these buttons, you know, watch for the flight.
Wow.
It's like, really?
Oh, yeah, Kim was always looking for proof of aliens in the Bible.
Well, this isn't the Bible, but, yeah, I mean, you know, in India, one of their religions, they got some old texts that one of them reads as a flight manual.
Oh, okay.
You know, and it's ancient. It's verifiably ancient. It's at the very edge of the beginning of our history that this thing was written. And yet it's describing how to fly an aircraft.
Yeah, we've done this circus before.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, my theory is it was before we went through the age of Leo, and now we're going through the age of Aquarius, and we're going to start all over again.
We're going to reset another coin.
Yeah.
Well, some people should believe this ain't going to be a reset. Oh no, there's. Yeah. Okay.
Well, you know, it's like. Maybe that's why they're planning to take people to Mars, because they know the Earth is going to recycle itself, and it's going to go through a recycling process for 500 to 1,000 years.
Well, you know, there's all the... How many legends are there of people that the origin stories are coming from the Earth, from under inside the Earth, or coming from the stars, you know? It's like... Okay. It's just interesting times.
Yeah.
Well, the surface dwellers will be gone, and a new batch of people will come from inside to replace us.
Agartha.
Well, if astrology is correct, the Earth is not going to be bearable to live on for a while.
Okay, astrology, really? What does astrology say?
Well, basically, as we're going through the galactic equator, everything is going to be topsy-turvy. We're going to have all kinds of natural disasters that's going to be just make it practically impossible to live through all of it. I mean, people will survive, but, you know, most people won't. That's the gist of it.
Well, they all have their, there's a lot of stories like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, it is interesting. People expect the worst.
I ain't worried about it. I'm not going to be here unless I reincarnate.
No, I'm just saying as a tendency, people always expect the worst.
Right.
And
I feel like I'm being here when it happens.
Do what?
I fully plan on being here when it happens.
Yeah, well.
You plan on being here, or you plan on not being here?
I plan on not being here.
Okay.
Yeah. I plan on being here after. When it's like Adam
back?
And Eve all over again. If
okay.
I reincarnate.
Yeah.
Of course, if I reincarnate, I'll have to deal with all of it.
Well, the latest I heard is don't go to the light, it's a trap.
Don't go to the light, it's a trap.
Yeah.
I don't know, I had an out-of-body experience. I don't recall seeing the light.
Well, you weren't dead.
Well, I was clinically dead. That was one of the times I tried to kill myself.
Okay.
That was 20-some years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. But that's my only experience of having an out-of-body after-death experience, whatever you want to call it.
NDE.
I mean, I've had other out of body experiences, but not that kind.
The other is being drug induced or something, or
no meditation.
Oh, okay.
I've had a few out of body experiences doing meditation. I just can't focus. I can't. Not focus and not concentrate that much. It's hard for me to do that. But I can do it. It just takes me a bit to get there. I think too much.
Well, you have time to do it.
That's
true. You're making up for the people that don't think at all.
Maybe that's what it is. I'm making up for the people who don't think at all. Yeah,
okay.
Way too much.
It's your fault, I think, too much. Get out there and do your job.
Well, guys, I'm going to call it a night.
Me too. Alrighty. I got to go to bed. I gotta get
well,
out.
I'm gonna hold this podcast by myself, so we might as well call it.
I gotta get up in 7 hours.
Okay. Yeah. So do I. I'll send you a couple links on and see what you think.
We're just past the 2 hour mark anyway, so.
Yeah. The one of them is just about people say, oh well, it's not. It's not not from the good source, but these are all, they tell who they are and what their credentials are, and yeah. I won't send you the really, really long ones.
You got anything on law?
No.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be next week.
Next week's subject's going to be law.
Law. Okay.
Yeah, lawful,
well,
versus legal, all that stuff.
Okay. I'm going to go to sleep now.
That's more of a David Ray subject, but...
It is. It is.
All right,
go, guys.
Good night, everybody.
Good
night, everybody.
Take it easy.
All right. Forgot to do Ron Paul. I better do that real quick.
Your weekly update for Monday, March 7th. The Republican presidential debates have become so heated and filled with insults, it almost seems like we are watching a pro wrestling match. There is no civility, and I wonder whether the candidates are about to come to blows. But despite what appears to be total disagreement among them, there is one area where they all agree. They all promise that if elected, they will rebuild the military. What does rebuild the military mean? Has the budget been gutted? Have the useless weapons program like the F-35 finally been shut down? No, the United States still spends more on its military than the next 14 countries combined. And the official military budget is only part of the story. The total spending on the U.S. empire is well over $1 trillion per year. Under the Obama administration, the military budget is still 41% more than it was in 2001 and 7% higher than at the peak of the Cold War. Russia, which the neocons claim is the greatest threat to the United States, spends about one-tenth what we do on its military. China, the other greatest threat, has a military budget less than the 25% of ours. Last week, the Pentagon announced it is sending a small naval force of U.S. warships to the South China Sea because the commander of the U.S. Pacific Command, Admiral Harry Harris, told the House Armed Services Committee, China is militarizing the area. Yes, China is supposedly militarizing the area around China. So the U.S. is justified in sending its own military to the area. Is that a wise use of the U.S. military? The U.S. military maintains over 900 bases in 130 countries. It is actively involved in at least 7 wars right now, including in Iraq, Syria, Pakistan, and elsewhere. U.S. Special Forces are deployed in 134 countries across the globe. Does that sound like a military that has been gutted? I do not agree with the presidential candidates, but I do agree that the military needs to be rebuilt. I would rebuild it in a very different way. However, I would not rebuild it according to the demands of the military-industrial complex, which cares far more about getting rich than about protecting our country. I would not rebuild the military so that it can overthrow more foreign governments who refuse to do the bidding of Washington's neocons. I would not rebuild the military so that it can better protect our wealthy allies in Europe, NATO, Japan, and South Korea. I would not rebuild the military so that it can better occupy countries overseas and help create conditions for blowback here at home. No, the best way to really rebuild the U.S. military would be to stop abusing the military in the first place. The purpose of the U.S. military is to defend the United States. It is not to make the world safe for oil pipelines or corrupt Gulf monarchies or NATO or Israel. Unlike the neocons who are so eager to send our troops to war, I have actually served in the U.S. military. I understand that to keep our military strong, we must constrain our foreign policy. We must adopt a policy of non-intervention and a strong defense of this country. The neocons will weaken our country and our military by promoting more war. We need to rebuild the military by restoring as its mission the defense of the United States, not of Washington's overseas empire. Thanks for calling this update. A new update is placed on this number.
To repeat the announcement.
Fight the fate. Yeah.